Earth, around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, well, that show music tells us it is time to go. This is hour two of our national travel radio broadcast today. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is Saturday, August 10th. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show, everyone. Did you know more state fairs happen in the month of August than any other month of the year? Yeah, it's a fact. Our guest joining us for this F block, well, she certainly knows that's the case. So Mary, let's share her information with everyone.
She does indeed. The month of August alone has 22 state fairs happening across our country, and that's why we've invited Marla Calico back to the show today. She's the CEO of the International Association of Fairs and Expositions, and she's out there traveling all over the place this week visiting fairs. Here's Marla now on the Patriot Mobile Show Hotline.
Well, yes, she is. Marla, nice reconnecting with you. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you very much. It's always delightful to chat with you, too.
Well, very much. We feel the same way about you. So as Mary just said, and I alluded to at the start of this hour, 22 state fairs are happening in the month of August. That means about 45% of the country is having a state fair this month, if I do my math correctly on that. Our team alerted us that you have been on an ambitious road trip for the last week or so, visiting 9 fairs across 5 states. So I want you to share what you've been seeing and experiencing out there. And since today is Saturday, August 10th, what are a few fairs and events happening as we speak or coming up over the next week or so you want to talk about?
Well, actually, today, August 10th, I will be visiting the Great Indiana State Fair, and from there, heading on to the Iowa State Fair, which is in their first weekend. Actually, this weekend of August the 10th, Wisconsin State Fair is happening, Missouri State Fair is happening, Illinois State Fair, Iowa State Fair, Indiana State Fair. So it's a really busy weekend. And yes, I have had some great travels. I was in Iowa for some county fairs a week or so ago. And then this past week, I was at the Ohio State Fair, as well as 3 county fairs in Ohio and 1 in Pennsylvania. And, you know, what I'm seeing, to be quite honest, is a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of families out at fairs. I had just the most delightful time interacting with some families at the Ohio State Fair. Weather, as always, seems to be the big nemesis across the Midwest this past week. We've just had a lot of heat and intermixed with severe rains, and that just, you know, that really hurts attendance. But the resilience of the fairs going forward, it's really tremendous. So a lot of innovative exhibits, some really cool things happening. And, you know, I love walking around the fairgrounds because people are having
so much
great times with their family.
Yeah, as do we. And that Iowa State Fair, we enjoyed that, Robert, that runs through August 18th. I loved the photography and the local artwork at that fair. I was really impressed with the caliber.
You get lost there in that pavilion.
I really did. Just that alone would keep me coming back. So, Marla, whether it's that or the agricultural exhibits, which, of course, is the heart of these fairs, rodeos at some of them, the food, the crafts, what do you think it is about American fairs that you think really kind of just continue to keep fans coming back generation after generation?
Well, I think it's that familiar. It's something that we know, right? And even if maybe we went to the fair as a child with our parents or grandparents, and we turned into teenagers and young adults and got too busy and didn't, comes a point in our life when we want to go back. And I think right now, particularly in the very complex and volatile times that we're living in right now, I think there's a place of solace by going to your county fair, your state fair, your community fair. It's a reunion of your community. It's all about the best in your community, and people aren't fighting and yelling at each other.
Well, I agree with you
100%.
Because we all know this is not prime time out there.
Just the simplicity of it and the familiarity of it.
Escapism a little bit.
And the joy.
Let me build on that a little bit with you, okay? Because, you know, summer is certainly prime time for fair season, but some states, you know, like Kansas or Georgia or Arizona, they have fairs going on this fall. So that means September and October are still good to enjoy, you know, state fairs, as well as even the county or even the smaller regional fairs that go on out there. So Marla, I really want to know from your opinion, is this partly because not everyone can book the same, for example, folks that do the fireworks? There are only so many food vendors or amusement ride operators available, or even musicians who can play so many times a month at given events. Is that why they're spaced out so much?
So there's a couple of reasons. Number one, if you think about our early fair season in Florida, July, August, and maybe even September are not times to have fairs in Florida. They're not times to have fairs in Texas. They're not times to have fair in Oklahoma. It's just too hot. And then if you think about when their particular harvest seasons were historically, it would put them, again, summer in the spring, summer in the fall. But then there is the very serious concern, more than anything else, there are simply not enough carnivals in North America to play all of the fairs that are happening.
Yeah.
The number of carnivals in the United States, the traveling midways, has decreased by 50% in the last 5 years.
And I assume that's insurance issues?
Difficult time finding labor. And so, you know, a lot of times we're finding county fairs that either don't have a carnival or they have to switch their dates in order to get a carnival to route correctly.
All right. Before we end today, the Minnesota State Fair, I do want to give a quick mention. That kicks off August 22nd. That's always a highly anticipated fair.
And I really
fair.
Love going to that.
Yeah. But, you know, there are lesser known fairs across the United States, Marla. Do you have just a few that you can tick off for people that aren't maybe such of the real well-known ones that you want to mention?
Well, I think when we think about regional fairs, for example, going on this weekend is really one of the top 10 fairs in the United States, but may not be on anyone's radar. And it's a fair in Western New York. It's the Erie County Fair, and it's one of the most fabulous fairs all across the continent. The North Idaho, and I think they've added state to their name. They're not an official state entity, but the North Idaho State Fair in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho is really just a gem of a fair. On the East Coast, the Freiburg Fair, I think I've probably mentioned that before on this show, but it is one of the most unique fairs in all of the world, and they have global attendees come to that fair in Freiburg, Maine in October. So, you know, across the country, I think if people will just look in almost every state, there is going to be a fair that may not be on your radar, but it's really got something great to offer.
Fairsandexpos.com is your website. You list a majority of these, if not all of them, on there, correct?
So there's a top of the page. It's called Find That Fair, and it's tied to a map, so you can actually find where the fairs are and the contact information. So that represents our membership. We have about 1,050 fairs globally, majority in the United States, but some in Canada, Australia, and the United Kingdom. And there may be across the U.S. and right now maybe 1,800 fairs. There's a lot of little fairs out there.
Wow.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. If someone is thinking whether this weekend, next weekend, whatever, they're trying to plan in September, if they are, what am I going to do?
They're going to find something.
They go to, again, fairsandexpos.com. They're going to find something
right.
to do. They will be busy, and they'll thank all of us for that. So that's our
just
public service for today.
Go up to the top of the page, and it says find that fair.
All right.
And you can find one.
Well, there you go. Marla, listen, I really appreciate the check-in. Enjoy Indiana today, and we really always appreciate these connections with you.
Yeah,
take care.
Love chatting with you. Take care. Thanks, Marla.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you.
All right, well, there goes Marla. She always has such good information. Enjoy these conversations. And right now, we need to step aside for our latest sponsor's break. The personal connection is next. It features a trailblazer. It begins in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. In moments like these, every second counts, and that's why you need Simply Safe Home Security at simplysafe.com/carry. They have 24/7 monitoring agents who act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, assess the situation, and send emergency responders. Visit simplysafe.com/carry and save 20% on a new system. That's simplysafe.com/carry. Save 20% on your new system, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
You know, we are such big believers in the importance of travel insurance, especially in today's world. It's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance is one of them. If you're planning a trip, do it with coverage from travelguard.com/carry. Besides flight or trip cancellations, you'll be covered for delays or interruptions, medical expenses and evacuation, lost luggage, and more. Wherever your next trip takes you, get the coverage you should have at travelguard.com/carry, or find a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors. You know, folks, with a single sweet key, you can open the door to incomparable value of all-inclusive, ultra-luxury cruising on Seabourn. We can attest you're going to feel right at home in an intimate, yacht-like atmosphere while being pampered with intuitive, personalized service, savoring gourmet dining, and enjoying complimentary wines, beers, and spirits. Visit Seabourn.com for more information or show specials that include up to $2,200 off per suite for 2025 and 2026 cruises, or an air credit of up to $2,000 off select 2024 and 25 cruises and expeditions. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
You may have heard us talk about Raycon before, but there's no better time to check them out at buyraycon.com/carry because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. You get the features you know and love, like optimized gel tips for a custom fit, three customizable sound styles, and active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity, which lets you pair with two devices at once. Get 15% off, that's 15% off plus free shipping at buyraycon.com/carry, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, today's G-Block is going to be our latest personal connection that's sponsored by Seabourn.
And with a single sweet key, you can open the door to incomparable value of all-inclusive, ultra-luxury cruising on Seabourn. And from personal experience, we can attest you're going to feel right at home in an intimate, yacht-like atmosphere, all while being pampered with intuitive, highly personalized service. And from your spacious oceanfront suite, you can explore all seven continents, you can savor gourmet dining that's going to rival some of the best restaurants in the world, and you're going to enjoy complimentary premium wines, beers, and spirits.
Well, sign me up right now. It also happens with the added benefit of only having to unpack once, okay? This is your moment, folks, and when you travel with Seabourn for all-inclusive, ultra-luxury cruises and expeditions, it'll be your new favorite way to travel as well. Visit Seabourn.com for more information and show specials that include up to $2,200 off per suite for 2025 and 2026 cruises, or an air credit of up to $2,000 on select 2024 and 2025 cruises and expeditions. You'll also find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, Robert and I have always felt that barriers are made to be broken, and today's personal connection is going to have us speaking with a captain who certainly broke a few. You may have seen United Airlines Captain Teresa Claiborne in the news when she retired in May, and her story is impressive. One, as the first Black woman pilot in the history of the Air Force, and then first to serve as an aircraft commander and instructor for the KC-135. Captain Teresa Claiborne joins us now via the Patriot Mobile Show hotline.
Teresa, nice to be connecting with you. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Well, thank you again. Listen, first, we want to begin by thanking you for your service to our country as a pilot in the United States Air Force. And secondly, sincere congratulations on breaking some pretty big barriers that Mary just mentioned in your intro. So when you graduated from Lachlan Air Force Base in Texas, I want to know, did you know you were going to be the first Black woman entering the Air Force? And if you did, was it motivating?
You know, I luckily did not know until a few weeks before I actually graduated, and I'm really happy that I didn't. I mean, I was young then, you know, 23 years old. I mean, you know, that's fairly young. And so what my brain could handle back then to know that I was doing a really big thing, I don't know if I would have been able to handle it as well. So I was happy that I did not know until near the end, and I was as surprised as everybody else. And it was a friend that reached out and said, hey, you're the first. And I'm like, the first what? Because no other Black woman has graduated from pilot training.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. So you clearly were just motivated because you wanted to learn how to fly and join the Air Force. I love it. And I think being the first of anything is significant. I think it says a lot about someone's passion and personality. Just briefly share a little part of your story that I know about that goes back to when you were young and you came home with a B+.
Oh, yeah. So my mom, I came home. I was very upset, and my mother said, what's wrong with you? And I said, you know, I just took this test, and the teacher said that she was grading on a curve. And the only person that scored higher than me got an A. And my mother said, well, what score did you get? I said, I got an 89. She goes, well, the last time I looked, an 89, that's a B. And I said, yeah, but she could have given me an A-. Why not? I mean, it's the second highest score. And my mother said, you know what, Teresa? do A work and get an A.
And there you go. And that's why that's a big part of where you are today.
If we get nothing else out of the interview,
yep,
your mom's words resonate.
From your mom. Yeah. So, Teresa, you've gone from flying the KC-135, Boeing's military version of the commercial 707, to the most advanced Boeing 787 with a lot of other aircraft in between, I'm sure. You flew for United Airlines for 34 years. Talk with us about what you remember about becoming a captain, because that's also a huge accomplishment for any pilot.
You know, it was. I actually did not need to take as long as I did to fly as a captain at United. But I had a brother who was quadriplegic, and I needed master control of my schedule. And so I stayed on the 747-400 for 22 years just so that I had control of my schedule. But when I took that captain bid, there was a part of me that said, why didn't you do this earlier? I mean, I've been flying aircraft commander and an instructor with the military, but it wasn't the same. Being a captain of an airliner is something else. You know, just call me queen.
Yeah. I mean, just being up there. Actually, you know, from some of the pilots that Mary and I know that come on the show and so forth, I mean, there is just nothing like it, no question about it. So, you know, I want to kind of switch a little bit with you, because you are in our personal connection segment of the show today, Teresa. And, you know, this is the part where we often talk about the power of travel to transform and how transformational travel can be, how it can be so impactful. You've navigated passengers all over the world as a pilot, enabling them, if you think about, to go to weddings or honeymoons, you know, close important business deals, experience big life events, I mean, family vacations. I mean, so much more I could just come to mind. And you've also worked with numerous crews and airline personnel that are essentially just extended family, almost become part of your family from all of the experience that Mary and I have with it. So how would you explain what that aspect of your career has meant to you?
You know what? I wouldn't call myself a politician, but I love people. And so, you know, I make sure that I try to make an announcement that soothes people's minds, lets them know that, hey, look, I'm going to get you there. I'm going to get you there safely. That's what we do. And every once in a while, I'll get a letter from someone. I had a woman just recently that I took her to Lisbon, and it was a good flight. It was a little bumpy, and we got down, and we got in the arrivals hall, and she was standing there, and she was waiting. She just wanted to say, you know, thank you so much for making me feel comfortable. And she says, and I look, and there you are. You walk out with a smile on your face. The rest of the crew, you're gathered up to go to the hotel. And she was gobsmacked. She wasn't expecting me. Mm. She didn't know who I was from Adam. But she said, I just was, she just didn't even have the words. But she hunted me down through United and sent me an email saying just how pleased she was. And I don't know. It's even hard to explain it. It gives me chills that I impacted somebody like that. And I've had it before. I've had people that reached out and said, hey, we're Million Milers, and now I'm friends with them. Message back and forth. I mean, yeah. It's just a good thing.
Well, that's the part of travel that when we talk about a lot, and you know, you think about it, how it is all of a sudden, it's like it is an extended family. It's all these relationships you build. Some people think, well, it's a job. No, it's not. It's so much more than that. We see it, whether it's the hospitality sector, the airline sector.
I think a lot of passengers who have fear of flying and things like that always appreciate when a pilot also talks to us. I know I do. So I love that personal story.
You're always up there in the cockpit talking to me.
Yeah, I try to connect if I can. So now that you're retired, although every pilot we know who claims they're retired is either flying private or they're working in other areas of aviation, I don't know if a pilot ever fully retires. Teresa, any plans, and what are you excited about for the next chapter?
Well, for one thing, I am back with United on a contracting basis, and I'll just be out there doing what I do, inspiring and working pretty much in the HR department. I still get to do what I love to do. And, you know, that's searching out for those young people that want a career and want to be a part of a family, which is United Airlines for me.
And are you still involved in the nonprofit?
I am. I still am. I'm still the president of Sisters of the Skies. I will be stepping down October. That'll be my last duty as president. But I'm still going to always be doing that. Always, always, always. I mean, you just got to be out there, and you just got to be talking to people. I just recently returned from the United States Air Force Academy, and the purpose there was to do their commitment address. This is when students who are becoming juniors say, you know what, we're in it to win it. And, you know, so they asked me to come out and speak. you know, come on, what more does a woman want? So I'll be doing some other speaking things across the nation.
Well, let me ask you, does your mom's advice of if you want an A, do A work, does that get into your speech when you talk before people?
Yes.
Yeah, it has to.
Most definitely, because that shaped Teresa.
And by the way, it's just sage advice for anybody because things are not given to you in life, as you well know. I mean, you have to, if you want it, you have to earn it. We're seeing that right now with the Olympics. I saw one of the Olympians this week say, you know what? It's out there for me. I got to go get it. No one's going to give it to me. And that's essentially how you have to live your life, because if you wait for someone to give it to you, you're going to be waiting until you're not here anymore.
That's right.
Yeah. So, well, Teresa, very inspirational story. We really appreciate very much you joining us. And we salute you for your service. I do have to ask you really quick, you know, do you have, of all the planes you flew, favorite plane?
The Queen of the Skies, the 747-400, yeah. Of course.
Yes. Well, there's Mary. All right. Mary, I'm right there with you as a passenger.
I've always said the 757 only because I was told a long time ago by a pilot that that plane was overpowered and it could fly on one engine. And I kind of thought, you know what, that made me a little more comfortable when I was up there. But the 747, I mean, come on, you can't go wrong with that.
Yes, most definitely. You know what? And four engines.
Well, that's true, too. So you got to get it. Listen,
thank you.
Versus
that's
one, you got three more. So, all right, folks, by the way, if you want to learn more, you want to connect with Teresa yourself, the website, teresaclaiborne.com. Very nice connecting with you today. Have a great weekend, okay?
Fantastic. You all take care.
Thank you. You as well. Thank you.
All right. Captain Teresa Claiborne, Mary, there she
goes. Inspiring story.
All right, as we get ready to enter the bottom of the hour break, seven segments are now behind us today, but there are still three more to go, including us answering listener emails, as well as the museum gallery as we take you to the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Thanks for being part of today's August 10th broadcast, everyone. Rudy checks in next for the first time this hour. He's going to be here with the right stuff. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
What if we told you spending just $1 will save you hundreds or even in some cases thousands on your travels? When you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to AARP, you know the journey matters just as much as the destination. Joining means you're going to unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits, saying no to agendas you don't support. And as an AMAC member, you're going to save on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and a lot more. You can join for $1 right now. It's a no-brainer, folks. Go to amac.us/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Picture this. A stranger with a crowbar pries open a window. A fire breaks out in the kitchen. In moments like these, every second counts, and that's why you need Simply Safe Home Security at simplysafe.com/carry. They have 24/7 monitoring agents who act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, assess the situation, and send emergency responders. Visit simplysafe.com/carry and save 20% on a new system. That's simplysafe.com/carry. Save 20% on your new system, or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com. You know, we've been talking about this terrific product for a while now, and if you're still on the fence, I think it's time to get on board. We all want to feel healthy and energetic, but most of us are running on fumes too often. Exercise and eating right just become on our to-do list, sometimes a bit of a grind. It doesn't have to be hard. Most of us aren't trying to become Olympians, but who doesn't want to feel strong, healthy, and end the day with some energy left in the tank? Well, that's exactly why we encourage taking Field of Greens. It's whole organic fruits and vegetables with no extracts, no lab-made stuff. Just one scoop a day gives you simple, real nutrition. Field of Greens feeds your body fruits and vegetables medically chosen to support your heart, vital organs, and immune system. It can help deliver steady energy throughout the day, no afternoon crashes, better sleep, even your stomach will feel better. So join us and make Field of Greens your go-to for getting the nutrients we all need, even on those bad eating days. We're sure you'll love it, but if for some reason you don't, you can return it for a full refund so you've got nothing to lose. And as a fan of the show, you'll get 15% off plus free rush shipping at fieldofgreens.com. If you use the promo code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Well, there are a lot of guidebooks in the world. Some aren't very good, some are quite good, and then there are the terrific ones. I have in my hands right now one of the great ones. It's called Grand European Journeys, 40 Unforgettable Trips by Road, Rail, Sea, and More, and it's published by Moon. It's written by our guest, Lucas Peters. So for our Right Stuff segment, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Show hotline and connect with Lucas Peters, who we find at his family home in Andalusia in southern on the southern coast of Spain. Lucas, welcome to the show. Your book looks like the result of a lifetime's work, 700 pages, divided into four categories: city hopping, road trips, outdoor adventures, on the water, and classic rail trips, including Western Europe, Eastern Europe, Iceland, the Canary Islands, and more. I know you own a boutique travel agency called Journey Beyond Travel, and I know because you give credit that some of the information for destinations is adapted from other Moon travel guidebooks written by other folks. But have you been to most of the destinations you cover in the 700 pages?
Yeah, I've been to about 80% of them.
And I also know you live in Morocco, so that gives you, you know, you don't have to travel quite as far across the Atlantic to get to Europe. Well, to begin with, where would you suggest an American who's never been to Europe take their first two-week trip?
Well, hey, Rudy, first of all, thank you very much for the just really kind intro, man. And I tell you, for a first-time ever trip to Europe, I'm torn. It's either you do London and Paris if you love the urban scenes, because you get to take the channel. And the channel underground on the train is really cool. Or you do your Italy trip. You know, you do something like Florence, Venice, Rome, and you connect those together.
Would you advise someone who's going for the first time to Europe to go on an organized tour, or can they handle a self-guided trip?
Again, it kind of depends. I love people doing it on their own steam. The reason I write guidebooks is to hopefully give everybody all the information they need to do to go it on their own. That said, I know a lot of us are busy, which is why, you know, travel agencies like myself sort of exist to fill in that hole and, you know, take the ease out of scheduling stuff and making all the reservations and all that.
And I'm always trying to convince visitors who have never been out of the United States, travelers who have never been out of the United States, to not worry about language, particularly in Europe. Do you second that emotion?
Absolutely. I always say, hey, try to learn your basics, you know, your please and thank yous if you can, but don't sweat it too much.
Yeah, it's amazing the number of people in the number of countries who actually speak English, and it's sort of embarrassing to me because I don't have a strong second language. What are some of the most common mistakes we Americans make when we visit Europe?
I think overscheduling ourselves. I see so many Americans. I just had the exact same thing happen with a friend of mine just a month ago in Paris for the first time, and he just was overscheduling himself. And I think you got to make sure you give yourself time for serendipity. You know, just give yourself a little bit of time where you're not scheduled in every hour of the day. Give yourself a few hours just to take a walk, just to relax at a cafe, and just to soak it in.
And don't be afraid to get lost.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Because sometimes you find some of the most interesting things. I know you've been, you do Eastern Europe, you do Iceland. All right, let's say somebody who's been to London, Venice, sure. Paris, Rome, and, you know, Amsterdam. Is there some place, I mean, I think of the country of Georgia, for example, that I discovered later in life as a travel journalist and as a guy who grew up in Europe. Is there some place like that that you might recommend for the experienced European traveler?
Yeah, if you're an experienced, you know, European traveler and you've never done a European road trip, go to Transylvania. Do a road trip through Transylvania. That is just, for me, that's really quintessential. The other thing I'd really recommend doing that not enough even seasoned travelers do is do something like the Camino de Santiago. You know, do one of these big hikes, you know, where you can get out in nature and enjoy like a 5 to 10 day kind of really, really easy nature walk.
That is a walk. It's traditionally a religious walk, and it covers parts of France and Spain, and there are certain places you can get in and get out, and you can learn that by reading our guest's book. It is called Grand European Journeys. The subtitle is 40 Unforgettable Trips by Road, Rail, Sea, and More. Lucas Peters has written it. It's from Moon, which is a very famous publisher of travel books. And I've got to tell you, the detail about food, about habits, about money, all kinds of great advice in it. It is a very definitive guidebook. I really appreciate your coming on, Lucas, and I wish you the best. And as I say, 700 pages for 40 trips is unbelievable. How long did it take you to put this all together?
A lifetime, like you said. But I mean, just to write this book, it took about a year. But yeah, I mean, it was a lot of travel over many, many years.
Well, congratulations. Your hard work shows. You can find out more information by going to Lucas's website. It is Lucas M. The initial M isn't Mary. LucasMPeters.com. Lucas, thanks so much for stopping by.
Hey, Rudy, thank you very much for having me on.
We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Can't pay the IRS? Receiving threatening letters? Well, it's about to get worse. The IRS is hiring an army of agents targeting hardworking Americans like you. You need Tax Network USA. Tax Network USA has brilliant strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly in your favor. They've resolved more than $1 billion in tax debts and offer a best-in-class guarantee. So schedule your free consultation and call 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/carry. That's tnusa.com/carry or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra-smooth, ultra-powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
He didn't start up.
See every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half a Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
If you're seeking an ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating river or ocean cruise, our friends at Scenic are offering two-for-one fares plus free air on select cruises to deliver a trip of a lifetime. Scenic's hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences are all designed to connect you with fascinating destinations inspired by decades of expertise. Discover the world like never before on board with Scenic and receive up to $2,000 in savings per suite and secure those two-for-one fares at scenicusa.com or go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Get out the map, get on the road, anywhere you want to go.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
How's your weekend going, everyone? Well, we certainly appreciate you being part of this program for 120 minutes, week after week. We also appreciate when you send in your travel questions and comments to us. Mary and I are going to answer some of those listener emails right now for this iBlock, and we're sponsored by MyPillow.com/Carrie.
Whether it's a late summer trip, back to school, or maybe back to college, or just improving your life with top quality products, make MyPillow.com/Carrie your place for savings. Premium Queen MyPillows are now available for just $19.98, and they're made with patented adjustable fill that adjusts to exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position to keep your neck aligned, and they hold their shape all night long so you can sleep better.
Yes, they absolutely do, folks. And, you know, listen, they're also offering their My Sandals, Slides, My Slippers, all for $25. Six-piece kitchen and bath towel sets, $25. Their famous bed sheets are as low as $25. The best beach towels you'll ever own, $25. Dog beds and blankets, $25. White slide sandals that are great for the beach. Also, those college showers that are out there, right? $9.50, socks 40% off. All orders over $75 get free rush shipping. Go to MyPillow.com/Carry for all of our show savings, and there are many. You'll also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors. All right, here's email number number one as we dive right into this. It's from Danica, who listens to us in Paw Paw, Michigan. That's our local affiliate, AM 1360, WKMI Radio in Kalamazoo. She's asking, during a recent trip, my return flight was canceled and I had to stay a night at an airport hotel. I'm pretty sure that's where I encountered a bad case of bed bugs, as the next morning I was covered in red marks and itching. I left my luggage on my back deck for a week after getting home and bought some cortisone cream to fight the itching and heal. I never want to experience this horrible situation again. Is there any way to tell if a hotel has bed bugs? Do they keep records of treating rooms or things like that? I know this email is disgusting, but thanks for helping me however you can. Mary, bed
Ooh,
bugs.
Ooh, everyone's scratching now.
Yeah, we could talk about this the entire segment, I think.
Yes.
So, Danica, listen, a good website to check out if you're wondering about a certain hotel, it's bedbugreports.com, bedbugreports.com. It was created by a company in Iowa that handles hotel websites, and you can find out if a report has been made against a property you're considering. I can't recall ever doing this, but I'd also have no problem doing it. If you're concerned about bed bugs at a property, just ask the front desk associate or the hotel manager. I'd hope they'll answer you honestly, but bed bugs, they're not discriminatory. They don't care if the property is a high-end luxury property or even a budget hotel. They also don't care if it's Miami or Seattle. In fact, you know, I know, Mary, we talked to someone on the show a few years ago. He shared that Chicago, if memory serves me right, was had the highest bed bug infestation in the country. So, you know, do you want to share how you look for bed bugs when we
talk? Yeah, sure. So, Danica, I don't want any issues either. And I know when our kids went to college, we bought an all-natural plant-based product called Proof to spray down their dorm room and bed. And neither of our kids ever had issues with bed bugs. That's a long-term solution to prevent them, so that's not ideal for travel. But when we travel, we never put our luggage on the bed. I don't put anything on the beds. We don't unpack on the bed. We don't pack on the bed. And I don't put anything like clothing or any of my personal items on sofas or chairs either in hotel rooms. We use a desk. We use the dining room table if you have a suite. We use the luggage stands. We don't put our luggage on the floor. You just call for more. If you need more luggage stands, they'll bring you more. And before we do anything, typically from what I know, they're more active at night, which is why people wake up in the morning with all these bites. So I turn my flashlight on my phone and I pull back the blankets and the sheets on the bed and I just look for them. And if they're there, you're going to see them. They're tiny little black bugs. You will see them under the mattress. You'll see them under the mattress cover. So use your flashlight and check your bed.
All right. We hope that helps you out. Email number two is from Riley, who listens to us in Enoch, Utah. That's our local affiliate, AM 590, FM 107.7, KSUB Radio in Cedar City. Riley is asking, my wife and I are renting a car on a trip we're taking to Spain in October. We're first timers. Any navigational tips or things that we should know about driving in Europe? You know, Mayor, this could be an RJ open road segment, I guess. Probably should have given him this email. Listen, Riley, certainly as a first timer, I'm happy that you're renting in Spain over the UK because at least the vehicle layout and the lane you'll be driving, it'll be familiar to you. Most rental cars in Europe, they come with GPS. If yours doesn't for any reason, and we have had that happen, I'd pay the extra money, whatever it is for it. Make sure it's set to English, unless you're proficient in Spanish and enjoy that. Don't rely on Google Maps on your phone, as you could have cell issues, and running your phone's data stream is going to be pretty pricey. By the way, some travelers have shared with us that they like Here We Go better than Google Maps. We haven't tried it, so frankly, I can't say, but Here We Go might be another option.
Well, and as a backup, during last week's show, we had an executive on with us from Rand McNally, and I'm going to make the case this is the perfect time to have a paper map, Riley, particularly when you don't know the area well. Familiarize yourself in advance with the route that you're taking, but have that as a backup in case something happens and you decide to make some detours. And remember, you're mapping in kilometers, not miles. Europe is big on speed limits and speed traps. Watch your speed. And you're likely to pass small cameras on that roadside. They're going to send you tickets by mail, whether you live in the country or not. And have cash for tolls, because you're going to need them in Spain. Spain actually has a lot of toll roads, so have cash. And we hope that helps, and we hope that you and your wife enjoy your trip.
Watch
like
those little speed boxes, little silver boxes you'll see.
You'll see a lot of them.
We saw a lot of those. I remember Italy comes to mind right now off the top of my head. So, all right, that's where we're going to leave it for today's email box. Thanks, Danica and Riley, for sending in your emails to us. All of you listening across the USA, you can also send in your travel questions and comments to us. Just reach out to us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. This is RM World Travel. The Museum Gallery is next. One more segment to go, folks, and it starts in 3 minutes.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, today's show has been a wide-ranging program featuring the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, Destination Spotlight, Open Road, Personal Connection, Right Stuff, and we just had emails last segment. Now for segment 10, or what we like to call the J-Block, Well, here comes the museum gallery that's sponsored by amac.us/carry.
And what if we told you spending just $1 would save you hundreds, or in some cases thousands, on your travels? Well, when you're a member of AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the conservative alternative to AARP, with over 2.1 million members, you know the journey matters as much as the destination. Joining means you get to unlock a world of exclusive travel benefits, say no to agendas you don't support, and right now you can do it for 1 year for just $1, making it truly a win-win.
You know, with all the travel savings, folks, that you're going to get as an AMAC member on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and so much more. They even offer discounts on home, auto, life insurance. There's a whole list of things. All for a dollar, it's a no-brainer. And by the way, you can be any age to do this. So go to amac.us/carry, join for 1 year for $1, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
Okay, Pittsburgh's a modern and vibrant city, and the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh is just one of many sights to enjoy when visiting the city of bridges. This top nationally ranked museum gets a lot of accolades and positive reviews. Max Pittman is one of their directors, and he joins us now via the Patriot Mobile Show hotline for today's museum gallery.
Thanks for giving us a few minutes of your time today, Max.
Oh, happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You know, as Mary shared, the museum is well-known nationally. Right now, you're reaching a little over 1.2 million travelers across the USA on our network, as well as our listeners there who listen on AM 1250 and FM 92.5 WPGP, The Answer, in Pittsburgh. So for folks who are not familiar with the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, let's start with you giving some reasons why you think folks should come pay a visit.
Oh, we'd be thrilled to see everyone come by. We are a 41-year-old children's museum, so hitting middle age ourselves, but still an amazing experience for kids, families of all ages. We focus on innovative and inclusive museum experiences in everything we do, from exhibits we make on our own to traveling exhibits that we bring in from outside the marketplace, is meant to inspire joy, creativity, curiosity, and kindness for all our visitors.
Max, what I love about kids' museums is that they're so carefully designed and curated with children in mind, as they should be. And as you said, interactive, hands-on, you can make things. Talk a little bit about MakeShop and maybe a little bit about what you have. I think it's called the Museum Lab.
Yes, yes. Our philosophy is really about hands-on learning and experiential learning. We always like to say there's not a test. You can't fail a museum. So we are hands-on, play-oriented. And our Make Shop is fantastic for all visitors who come to the museum. And Museum Lab is our building right next door for growing and older kids. We're really focused on extending those joyful, creative experiences beyond the 8, 9, and 10-year-old age. We see a lot of families who just, you know, may visit less often as their kids grow up. And this gives Museum Lab an awesome opportunity for people into their teens and beyond to come in and make things and play with tools that are a little more advanced, things that are a little more tactile. So it's really just an incredible extension of our space.
That's great. So
nice
adults
addition,
can
yeah.
enjoy too. Yeah. So I was reading some of your reviews online, most of them from this summer before the show today. And it looks like no matter what time of year, you have something pretty special that involves water. Do tell.
Yeah, that's on the third floor.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, year round you can enjoy a visit to water play. So it's temperature controlled, it's indoor, and we actually put it on the third floor of the museum. And it's just a quick tip for parents: if you don't plan on visiting, don't tell your kids it's up there, they won't ask about it. But we always have towels and people bring swimsuits and they come in to stay in water play. It's one of our most in-demand, most popular experiences where you can just have fun in any way that you'd like year round.
Well, Max, I mean, listen, kids in water, I mean, come on.
Exactly.
I mean,
they it looks great.
You even see kids like in the mud puddles and so forth, they have to jump into them. So here you have something like that available. I'm sure it's well received and does really well for the museum. You know, like any museum, you have traveling, there are temporary exhibits that go through museums all across the country. Anything that you want to share that maybe is happening there right now or perhaps in the months ahead that has your attention, maybe you're really enthusiastic about?
Oh, of course. We are thrilled to design some of our own exhibits, but we do bring in artists and partners. So right now we have an incredible exhibit we made called How People Make Things. It's based on the Fred Rogers Factory Tours videos. After that, we're going to have an exhibit called Spontaneous Order, which is really going to be about light and a simulation of fireflies and light and dark. And for next year, we are thrilled to have a new exhibit in partnership with Charlie Harper. And he talks so much about nature and he'd done so much art with animals and different microbiomes and environments. It's really relevant today. And that's going to be our blockbuster exhibit for 2025.
Well, and what month does that start roughly in 2025?
We'll be opening that exhibit in January, and you can always check our website to see the exact day. But January 2025, we're planning on having that for about 8 or 9 months. It's a big one.
And right now, with Fred Rogers with the How People Make Things, that will that run through the end of the year?
That's going to be through the fall here, September, October, probably in the September range.
Right.
We'll be wrapping that one up, and it goes back on the road and could be in a market anywhere in America. So keep an eye out for those exhibits traveling and being somewhere near you.
Well, Max, good information that you've shared today with us. We really appreciate that. I want to give folks the website. Folks, if you want more information on the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, all things, you know, making reservations and so forth, whatever's necessary, just go to pittsburghkids.org, pittsburghkids.org. Max, we appreciate your time today. Hope you have a great rest of the weekend, okay?
Thank you very much. You as well.
Terrific, Max. Thank you. Bye.
Of course, you as well. Thank you.
All right. Well, there goes Max. And the Museum Gallery is how we will put a bow on this week's national broadcast, everyone. Tune in, by the way, to our Monday through Friday 60-second travel commentaries on these stations. And you can always connect with us using the Contact Us tab on our website, rmworldtravel.com. You can vote in the polls there as well and so much more. Until next Saturday, August 17th, when we return live, special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.